Hello, everybody, and welcome to Angelic Encounters. As always, it is wonderful that we have so many, that we know of so many listeners, more and more of you each and every day. And please spread the word. We love this. We need more people to we help open up that, we provide that key that opens that third eye for so many others on their spiritual journey. Right, Teach?
That's right, sweet sister.
That is right. Well, you know, I love this because for our listeners' benefit, I think we really should mention that when we get together, this is so much fun to our listeners. When Teej and I get together to do these shows, we get involved in these conversations, and it's so much fun because we talk about everything. And if we would tape what we're talking about, and again, this is on an enlightened journey, oh my goodness, we'd have so many shows. We'd have, like, I don't know, 20,000 shows.
We could have probably done several more.
Yeah, we really should start doing this. So, our listeners out there, we're going to start doing that eventually here. I'd like to talk about on our show today. I've had lots of different questions that have been brought to me. And so I think this is really good for you and I to talk about because our listeners need to know this, hear this, because somebody, one of you out there, this is going to speak to you. This is going to speak to your heart. This is going to speak to your soul. And so you're going to, you need this information. So this is good for us, for you all to listen to. So one of the questions that I was asked was about animals. I had a client who contacted me, and he was talking about how they have a dog and how the dog acts really bizarre at different things. So he wanted to know why and what was going on. So I think this is very important to bring this up. So I guess the most basic question that I've been answered is, when animals cross, when our pets cross, do they go to heaven?
There's a good question. We've asked that more than once, I think, on, maybe not on, on, I think we've talked about that, haven't we, in your show? Maybe not.
Perhaps, I don't know. But yes, they do.
They do go to heaven.
They do.
Little doggy heaven?
It's...
Is there a big bone waiting for them? bunch of fire hydrants waiting for them when they get there. Because that would be, if I was a dog, that would be doggy heaven to me.
Yeah, and for kitties, I'd be marking scratching posts and mousies running around. I don't know.
Big sandbox would be a giant sandbox as a kitty. That's kitty heaven. Oh, I can choose anywhere I want.
Yeah.
Woo! Dig a hole.
Well, they're part, those that are pets that are part of our life, that are in our family circle, because so many times that I do readings for people and loved ones that have crossed over, and pets will come through. I've had everything from birds, even a fish. I had a fish that came through once for somebody. That was interesting, but it was important to the person, to my client. So fish to horses.
Even insects, right?
I've not had an insect that has come across for someone. But they are an energy. They are,
you know,
an energy.
I've had,
they do have a soul.
Like butterflies, would you consider that an insect?
Well, yeah, they are, aren't they? Duh.
And I've had amazing experiences with them.
Yeah, they're so very symbolic. And it's, I feel more that they, this is what I get, is that they are used and sent to us as a sign from some, either from an angel or from a loved one. Generally, it's from a loved one who has crossed over. Although, you know, so what is the sign for that? Is that a sign to let someone know that they're still around, or is it the symbolism of that, that, you know, there's a transformation coming? Because the lowly caterpillar becomes the glorious butterfly.
Did I tell you about that experience I had last summer with that butterfly?
I'm not remembering. Please share.
I've never had this. You know, I don't think everything that I see that's in front of me is a sign, right?
Not everything.
Sometimes we're just going to see things that are going about their business.
Right.
But this butterfly, when I was on the deck in the summer, it came towards me and it just would not leave me alone. And it was flying towards my face and it just, like, it was in love with me. And he was... And I'm laughing. I said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Why don't you just land by my feet?" And I had my feet on a stool. And so it landed there, and it just contently opened its wings back and forth.
I love that.
And Actually, I thought it was like a somebody I knew that passed.
Yeah. Mom?
Well, this is what I did. Now, whether or not this is accurate, I said, who are you? How about you open and close your wings? Because it kept open and closing wings, and then it stopped. I said, open and close your wings for as many letters are in your first name. And it did it three times. And then I said, well, what about your last name? And it did it four times. And, I mean, this thing stayed with me. It would have stayed with me the whole day. And I realized, you know, I had a friend by the name of Jay Buck who passed away in 2006. I remember I told you about that.
Oh, yes.
Well, the weird thing about it was 2 days before that, I got a message from his grandson, who I hadn't talked to in years. Somebody passed it on to me. And then I just found this odd. And then 2 days later, his mother called me at the radio station just to BS with me, and I hadn't talked to her in a year. So was this him? And I just think all the things around that seemed to line up to say...
Yeah, it was me.
That it could have been him just saying, I'm still around, I'm still watching out for people. Or was it something about me?
I got to say, it feels like Mom.
Yeah, it could have been her too.
It feels like Mom. But, so this was Jay that crossed. Yeah. And his son.
His grandson
and his mother.
Yeah, and he had, you know, he had a few daughters. They were like his adopted daughters through marriage.
Did he live by you, in an area by you?
No.
All right.
No, he lived in town. I lived out in Wilson.
Why am I being shown? It's kind of like a ditch, but it's.
Oh, you know what?
And there's grass, but there's grass, and then it kind of goes down, and it's like a ditch. Why am I being shown that? What's with that?
Well, they did actually move out to Bark River towards the end of his life.
Okay.
And his widow stayed out there for maybe a year or so after that before she moved. So I have ditches near where I live.
Would that be held any significance for him or for you with him?
Not that I can think of, no.
Did he have an animal, a pet that was hit by a car, found in the ditch?
I don't know, because I really didn't, to be honest with you, I really don't know that much about him.
And I understand that. You know, it depends on, you know, we've got different relationships with different people. And so a working relationship is going to be a little bit different than a personal relationship.
When he got sick, I tried to help him, and I gave him some natural stuff, and he did really well, and he started to recover. Wonderful. And then he stopped taking it because his doctor said, we don't know what that is. And so he lived another 6 months, and he died. And then he came to me in spirit with the chickadee that I had at my house. I think I told you that story. And so I just thought, well, maybe this is him again showing up. And it's not a big deal. I didn't mean to go off course with this.
No. But, no, I love that.
But it's like, you know, I know his spirit is around, especially for his family.
Oh, yes.
Helping him. I definitely am sure that's the case. And maybe with me, because, you know, it's been revealed to me that we have lived in other times. Maybe this is why I helped out somebody I really didn't even know. You know?
Right.
I said, I don't understand why you're doing this. And I thought, well, I just have love in my heart for you and your family. I mean, I was there to experience. I did a wedding, and I saw him, and I thought, wow, this guy needs help. If there's any way I can help him. And it touched my heart. And so that's how I got involved with all that. And I had known a couple of the daughters. So then, you know, over the time that I got to know him while I was trying to help him, it was only a few months. And I don't think we really connected on a truly deep level. But we don't realize that in a physical body, do we?
Not always.
We don't realize that somewhere on another level, we could be really tight.
That's true.
Okay. So that's what I'm thinking with
you. You know, because I go on a... All I can use is my own frame of reference. And when I am doing readings and I'm doing connecting with loved ones that have crossed over, and Angel, I'm waiting to see, wait a minute. Excuse me, everybody. If we have to edit this out, we'll have to edit it out. But have you talked with his grandson again lately? It feels like he's doing very well.
He just applied here at the radio station.
Oh.
And I helped him get a job.
Awesome. Awesome.
And he's working part-time.
Right? Okay. So that's why he's come up. Okay. Thank you. I'm done. Go ahead. Okay. That's why I was like, okay, he wasn't letting it go. And that's why. I still don't know what's with the ditch, though.
There's something to do with a ditch.
There's something to do with a ditch. So now, see, this is, okay, this presents a wonderful opportunity for all my listeners, our listeners, to hear this. Is I always, when I sit down with a client, the first thing I tell them is everything that is spoken between us stays there, unless it's something that I think is very profound to share with you, our listeners, in which case I will change names, circumstances, whatever I need to, while staying true to the message that I feel you all need to get. So to that end, everything stays there, but then I also let everybody know I am given things, a lot of things in symbolism. And there's a reason for that. And is it to help people go deeper, to understand how to go deeper? Mm-hmm. I think so. In helping teach them how to open their own abilities, how to pay attention to what they're getting. So I get a ditch. Okay, well, what does a ditch mean? And if it doesn't mean anything to you or I right away, it may to a member of his family. Ask his son. Or grandson, rather, and do ask about the pet. There's I don't even know if this is a dog. This may be a cat. And I don't know if it got hit by a car, or if it was, it doesn't really feel like it was hit by a car. It almost feels like it was, I don't know if it was shot or something. Something else got to it, or it could have, there's something, but it feels like this is a cat. It was a pet, and it's in a ditch, and it would be in a ditch by their house. And the reason, that's why I asked if he lived outside of town, because it feels like, it literally feels like Bark River. You said Bark River. That's what it feels like. And to that, I see a lot of ditches. So it could be too that my frame of reference is Bark River. I associate with ditches. When I saw this picture, that's exactly what I heard in my head. So, I don't know for what it's worth, but so that's the process, and there can be stuff that I get in, you know, I had one client that I got cold cereal for. I have no idea what in the heck that meant, but she knew, and she just laughed her booty off. That was hysterical. It meant something to her, so it has to mean
something. You don't always get confirmation, so you don't always know.
I don't always know. I love it when I do, when people do contact me and let me know. It is wonderful. And you know, that brings up another really good point. Sometimes there can be people, let's say there's a group of four people, and they're all very close friends, but they used to be a group of five. And so fifth person that they all knew crossed over. And so all four of these people want to connect with this fifth person who crossed over. They're not all going to get the same message. They're all going to get something different if this person who meant so much to them all does come through. And so maybe this person wants to tell so-and-so, or let them know that they're around them when they're at home playing with their kids, let's say. And then for the other person, they want to let them know that they're around them when they're doing crafts or artwork, and they're seeing this and helping this, because this was an area of their life that they really liked with this person. Then the other one, perhaps there's something that they're letting them know that they're in a relationship that maybe isn't in their best interest. So there's something. Everybody gets something. They get what they're supposed to get. Nobody is given more than they can handle. That's very important, too.
Is this also, now when you make that statement, because I remember you used to say that you weren't shown things sometimes because you weren't ready to handle them. Mm-hmm. But if we're ready to handle and we've expanded, we can receive more.
Absolutely.
So it's up to us.
That's my understanding, yes.
So when you say you're not going to get... So if you're afraid that, oh, I don't know if I want to see their spirit or feel it or sense it around me, well, then you're not going to.
Right.
You have to get past that.
That is correct.
So they might that just give correct. You a little bit and say, they're around you, you know, or that's what the angels will show mm-hmm. you, right? But mm-hmm. if you start to get moved, and this is what holds us back, isn't it? Fear?
Fear, absolutely. Absolutely. Fear holds us back to everything, whether it's fear of rejection, fear of pain.
Failure,
exactly. Fear of success. Yeah, there's also that.
The opposite,
absolutely, right? Absolutely. And which we had talked about earlier about balance. Everything, there is balance. There is balance to everything. Everything. So karmic.
Except that chair you're sitting in. Except that chair.
I am in what I... Yeah. I'm in this chair that is like, oh, Lord. I hope they have a lot
the
of money here.
The suicide chair. She's in the suicide chair. Because it's about to go one of these days, and it leans one way or it leans the other.
Depending. Or the other way. So yeah. I'm hoping that...
There's not a lot of middle ground on that.
No. I'm hoping there's, you know, who knows? Maybe whoever you know takes a digger in this.
I'm sure we'll still be connected in spirit. You know, even if you transition from falling out of this chair. I'll carry on.
Yes, you will. And I'll come back and haunt you forever. So, but it's, you know, so I guess... I don't know what's that message is that for everybody, you only get what you're supposed to and what you can handle. And for me, it being the read, for me, getting these messages that I have to give to people, that can be very, very challenging and very trying at times, because I've had a client, and I'm pretty sure I've shared this with you before, where I've had a client sitting before me and I can tell there, I get a lot of mediumship work. A tremendous amount of that. And so where a loved one for somebody, I had a client sitting across from me and I could tell this client wasn't there. They were there physically, but I was like, boy, I didn't know if this client was on medication, if it was legal or illegal medication or alcohol. I wasn't quite sure because I wasn't getting... This client was just kind of like, they're kind of like zoned out.
And that alters us, doesn't it?
Well, it can. But, there, in fact, okay, I'm going to get to that in a minute. This client, the person that came through for this client, the person had an very, very precise, what do I want to say? Something that they wanted me to tell the client. Exactly. And I was kind of arguing with the loved one, the spirit that had crossed over. I was like, please don't make me say that. But I have to give what I am getting. Mm-hmm. What I get.
Right.
That sounded stupid. But anyway, I have to give. Hello, it's Hicksville here. I have to give what I get. And what I am given, I need to, you know, that's I'm the go-between. It comes through me, but not from me. So I finally, you know, I had to. I shared with the client the message I was getting, and that's exactly what the client needed. The client absolutely melted.
So you really needed to trust. You needed to trust the process.
Thank you. That is exactly correct.
It always is right, isn't it?
That is exactly correct. And I've said that a gazillion times. Trust the process. Trust it.
You know, you hear that from other people that do, if you want to call it medium work or deal with spirits, it's like they have to trust and believe the process.
You do, and part of that to that end is asking the ego to step aside.
Because it's always going to judge you.
Yeah, because that's, you know, because we get a message, we get something, and then if ego's there, immediately, then you get the, is that right? And do I trust this? Or how could that possibly be? You know, these are the things that the ego is telling you. How could that be? How are you getting that? Maybe that's not right. Maybe it was this. Maybe. So there's all that junk. So you just got to give it. Now, frame of reference, it can be, you know, can be different things. A lot of times I'll get, you know, how did a person cross? Or is there a health issue? So what I will do is I see a silhouette of a body, and that's what I see intuitively, and it's, there's an area that's highlighted. Now, for example, let's say going to the chest area. Maybe there's an issue with the heart. Maybe it goes deeper and it was the lungs. maybe it goes deeper and down a little bit to the kidneys. It just, I have to look at that area. Perhaps it was the ribs right there. If there's cancer, usually I'll see a darkness in an area. But yet, if somebody's passed from a heart attack, for example, I may feel I'm either shown, you know, it's kind of highlighted that area when I'm looking intuitively at a silhouette, or I have also felt that where I've felt a crushing like in my chest. I have also had, I just recently had this where I had a tremendous crushing in the chest, but it wasn't the heart. But I feel like this, I felt that this was a suffocation because I could not breathe. It was like, I can't breathe. But it was at the chest. So now, why was, you know, did something land on this person so they couldn't breathe and it literally crushed them there? Were they crossed? Were they murdered? Did they cross themselves over? It can be anything like that. So that's where I need to go deeper and ask them.
You know, we were talking about this, and we'll get back to where you were going. But, you know, my wife mentioned this the other day. She said, how come you never see spirits? If I was murdered,
okay,
and then I could communicate with you, how come they don't come back and tell who did it to them? I think on some occasions I've heard they have.
They have. I have definitely gotten that myself.
And then
personally,
other times it seems like, no, they don't. And you and I were talking about as to why that could be. And I kind of wonder if, like, well, maybe there's an agreement and maybe the person's not meant to get caught.
And I really respect that viewpoint, and I think that definitely sounds very, very legitimate to me. I've not really, it's an excellent question because I've not asked that. It's what I'm going to do in my meditations. Mm-hmm. I am going to ask that. I am going to talk to the angels about that. In my own reasoning, coming from what I do, my thoughts on that are, I agree with you that that was part of a sacred contract, or we're not told because those that are working the case, as it were, let's say in a murder case, they need to learn something. They need to discover something more. There's something more that maybe members of the family or members of the perpetrator family, who knows? But they have journeys that they need to do. And that's why we're not given that name.
So you could have like 100 souls that agreed to be a part of this whole operation.
That is exactly correct.
And we don't see it because we don't know their journey.
That's right. That's exactly right. Some of them, you know, but then again, there's others that I get. That's like I shared with you, and I know, you know, it's been determined. But like with Casey Anthony, absolutely, I got way before the trial what happened to little Kaylee, and that it was Casey who her mother who did this. I got kind of a suffocation, but that's what I shared with somebody, that when I was getting this information, I said, okay, this is what I'm getting, da-da-da-da-da, and where she was buried. I didn't get that she was in a trash bag. I must say that. I did not get that. But, you know, I wasn't supposed to for
and
whatever
I remember,
reasons.
You know, those of you listening now are saying, well, sure, she can get it out. She was talking like this before anything really broke. I remember you were talking about this a long time ago.
Way before the trial. Absolutely.
So, you know, and that's maybe something we can do at a different point is look into some of these things and see.
Yeah. I would
love
that. I think
we kind of need to, you know, put you on the spot.
But I think it doesn't bother me.
But you could say maybe there's a well-known mystery going on and see what maybe you can draw from it.
Well, and we did that to a point when we interviewed some people regarding the Lindbergh case.
Right. That's true.
That was fascinating, and I didn't know diddly on that, and that was wonderful when the gentleman came forth. And
yeah, that was
Very, very cool.
Right?
Yes, Harold. I wanted to say Howard Harold. It was something with an H. Yeah. So I wish we knew which show that was that we could reference people to go back and listen to...
Well, if you go in my archives, you can probably find it.
Yeah, on Out There. It's somewhere. Even yeah, I guess if you did a search on Lindbergh Baby,
right,
it would probably turn up. So that was really a very fascinating subject.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very, very cool. I've had people... I thought this was... Oh, I love this because I got this question. What happens to us when we cross? What is the process? And I thought that was a wonderful, wonderful question because I was like, well, that's very, very good. And now this is, you know, it's a little different when you cross yourself over as opposed to natural causes, okay, or an accident, whatever. In fact, let me back up, and I am, because I did mention this, and I am going to talk about this. I am currently writing a book on this, and this would be on victims of suicide. And victim of a suicide, I'm talking about the person, the soul, who crossed themselves over, the one who committed suicide against themselves. And this is what I've been shown, and I've been shown and told this time and time and time and time again by the angels and by them that have crossed over. When they cross themselves over, they are immediately grabbed with the angels, and they are taken somewhere, and I don't know where. I've not been shown. I know TJ will share with you something that somebody else, he got from somebody else. Mm-hmm. But
it's similar.
Yeah. Very similar, yes, because I'm not shown. Now, the angels told me, and this is a quote-unquote, they are ministered unto by their angels. And that I'm supposed to continually say that because that's what the angels told me to say. Nothing else. They are taken somewhere and ministered unto by their angels. Now, I know they are comforted. I know they are loved. I know they are healed. All of that. Now, when that has been done, and I cannot access them, when that has been completed, then they do need to sit before the council. And the council, from what I've seen, it's like a semicircle, as it were, and they're just beings of light. They're just tall.
Is there normally
beings of light?
A certain number?
Five.
That's the normal number?
Yes, five. There's five. They're very loving, and they're not sitting there to judge you.
Right.
Under no circumstances do they judge in any way, shape, or form. They assist you, and they are there to help offer guidance and to offer to help you see in your life, your most previous life journey, how the good things you experience, the things that you did that was loving and helpful and gracious to others, and those times that maybe not so much, you also experience that.
Oops.
Yep, it's like, uh-oh, my bad.
Oh.
So you get to feel that too. And then for those that have crossed themselves over, and this is, if there was any kind of a hell, as it were, this would be it, in my opinion, for them, because they do experience what their loved ones went through, because the consequences of their actions.
Right.
That's really
but
hard.
Other than that, you're not saying that there would be, that you know of, a place we go for the rest of eternity that keeps us away from God.
No, there is not.
This is where a lot of people might disagree with that, right?
And that's God, the infinite source. I mean, we were created out of love. Everything is all about love. Why are we on an enlightened journey? What is it all about? And y'all have heard me say this a gazillion times. We're here to learn, to teach. And why are we here to learn, to teach? To advance ourselves and to help advance others on the spiritual journey. And this is all done out of love and for the glory to advance. I know you've talked about levels. I talk about dimensions. It's the same thing. Apples, oranges. We just... Different
tomato.
Words.
I say tomato.
Yes, and I would say tomato. So, either eat it.
Give me that. Can you pass me that tomato, please?
Yes.
that must be just freshly grown. That's good.
Yeah, there you go. But it's...
Right off the vine. Handpicked.
Oh, they're the best. They are the best. But I
best
hope
tomato
that
I've had. I'm going to make a tomato sandwich.
With bacon.
I might have a little bacon. That's how
bacon
I pronounce
it. Bacon and tomatoes.
Yeah, some lutus. Lutus.
I loved my, I loved this. If you have a salad, you're going to make a salad and you're going to make it with just lettuce. That's called the honeymoon salad because it's lettuce alone. Art, 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 art. There's
wow.
the joke of
you
the day.
You missed your stand-up chance here.
Yeah, don't quit my day job, huh?
You missed your opportunity, I think. That's your true calling. Maybe it'll come to you.
Maybe.
Maybe the angels will say, hey, you know what?
They do find me very entertaining.
I think we all are, aren't we? This is truly in our state, our higher state, is that we really are beings that have great laughter and joy.
Yes.
And we really are kind of all funny. And then you look at the things we do, it's like, well, I'd laugh at that. Look at that human down there. Look.
I know, huh? If you look down at some of the stuff you're doing and go, for real, did you? Oh, my gosh. No way did I. I did. Wow.
Well, good thing nobody saw it. Yeah, the universe.
Yeah, they're all laughing.
The humans might even didn't, but think of all all your guides and all everything around you, and maybe your loved ones that have passed on before you.
Exactly.
Hey, look what you just did there, TJ. You just fell down on your face. Nobody saw that. Oh, yeah, we did.
That's when you jump up and go, I meant to do that. They're all like, you're right.
That'll probably be the first thing to remind you of when you get there to the next place. Hey, that was funny. When you
pretty good. I love it. Well, and those that, to carry on with that, those that cross over by when they're supposed to. Okay, they didn't take themselves. Natural causes or whatever.
What about like Jack Kevorkian helping those people pass because they were in so much pain? They were supposed to live out.
Yeah, that's a really.
Because I always thought he was doing a good service for these people. Their lives were so much pain, but some people say, well, we're meant to finish it out. And I just have compassion for these people, and I think, well, so what if they want to end it a little early? They're going to die anyway. And I would rather see them not be in pain. But some people might argue and say, well, no, you didn't finish the course. Well, the course pretty much sucks at this point.
And you know, I understand that.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And that brings up, our listeners going to love that, because this was some of our points of conversation, dear listeners, that my brother and I have had. And we talk about this, suicide. Is that part of somebody's sacred contract, though? To do this to themselves, and why? How is this going to help others? What about children that are molested? What about, you know, these hideous things that are done to people, that some people do to others, and those that are walking in darkness or that are just surrounded? And I want everybody to know, this is a choice. If there's somebody, a lower level energy, if there's a darkness, that person has made that decision, choice to be in that.
Will be welcome to choose other
light, absolutely.
And they will not. They will continue to come back, and they will. And they might, maybe when they pass, they might be lost for a while.
That's very possible.
Before they find the light, if you will.
Because I've never done this. This would be very interesting.
What, crossover? You want me to help you cross over?
No. You probably, well, no.
I can help you right now.
Sometimes he's made times that I've wanted to. But it's, I've never really, people that I know that have just been in our, like the Dahmers, the Hitlers, these that have just done really hideous things to people. I've never tried to, I should try and talk to their angels. I never have to ask some questions on that. I'm going to do that.
I got to believe that as horrible as it is, as much as I would hate to see it, and I would definitely do everything I could to stop it.
Right.
It still serves a purpose. All of it has to, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And it does. Coming from my own frame of reference, and yes, as a child, I was molested. So I sit there and I think, okay, why? What was that purpose? And the only, what I finally got, and this wasn't all that long ago, but was that it had to stop somewhere. And the person that perpetrated that against me, where did it come from with that person? Well, obviously it had to have happened to that person. Why else, in my opinion, and honestly, this is what I got, it happened to them.
And maybe it didn't happen to him this time around.
That's very true. That could have been a past life. But this person, it felt like, no, this was something that was done to them. And, you know, and yes, I could have carried that anger and that shame and that hurt, because as a child, you get that. You have, you carry that shame. You feel this was your
fault. But don't you think some part of you, and this may sound like I'm not, don't have any compassion, but don't you think some part of you knew that was kind of what you signed up for?
And that's very possible, because I forgave that
person. Because not only that, but now you know what it's like to be
yes.
that. So you can have great compassion
yes.
for the children that have been through that, because you can relate to that.
Yes.
And this, I think, a lot of times is what happens to people, why they experience things. So now you can speak firsthand.
Yes.
And there may come a day when you will speak in front of people like that. And who's going to listen to you unless you've been through it? Look how many people do that after that's happened to them.
That is precisely right.
And we
right.
all know you're going to be speaking in front of people, so maybe this will be one of the things.
You
already
well
are
be.
Speaking, but I mean, this is going to continue to expand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And yes, because, like you say, I can come from a point of...
That's the way I look at it. Nobody's going to listen to me talk about that because I haven't been through that. And a lot of people that are victims of it are going to say, what does he know? But they're going to listen to you because you have been through it.
I've been through it, and I made a conscious decision, too, within that. I could choose to continue, could have chosen to continue to walk in victimhood. That's the word I'm going to use. Or come out of this, out of this light, and say, okay, it happened. Wow, it sucked. That was horrible. But you know what? It's going to stop here. It stops here with me. It stops with that person. So I helped them on their journey. That it stopped, helped them, a karmic debt perhaps that they had to repay, that I don't know. I was not given that. That's not for me to know.
Do you think, we've all been here, most of us, maybe not everyone, but a lot of us have been here many, 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 many times, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you think you've done some of those things we've talked about to others?
It's certainly possible. And that is, you know, that's, I think there's a higher probability to that, very truly.
I figure if I live
with
enough
a past
times,
life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
very
as
honestly.
Dark as the world was at one time, I mean, there's a lot more light in it now, but as much darkness, I got to believe I've done some really...
Oh, me too. As shameful as that is to even consider that I would have harmed a child by doing that,
well, maybe not
it
just that,
makes me sick, but... I agree with you. I really do. I was not shown. I didn't really go there, but there's something deep in there
I also think there is. You know, this is part of the human experience. We're going to experience what it's like to be the victim and also the one who does this. Because how else do we learn all different aspects?
Right.
And so when you look at it, you know, from a human standpoint, you say, well, that's horrible. And I am not endorsing this kind of behavior. I've been moved beyond that, and my heart is filled with light most of the time. But it's like, you know, I get riled once in a while.
We're not going to talk about what his brain's full of, but go ahead.
Well, sometimes, you know, we get caught up and we get angry about things. So it's not like I'm walking the earth and, oh, he's in total grace all the time. Whoa.
No.
Not the case. And neither are you.
No. Hell
but that's
no.
what makes, you know, that's what makes us, I think, approachable as ever human about it.
Yes.
And
yes.
But my point on this is that if I'm here to learn and teach and experience, then I'm guessing, I mean, there are some philosophies, which I've read before, that say we experience all things. Now, I don't want to think about it, but I'm thinking that could have happened. I'm sure I'm at least been a warrior that has slain people and maybe innocent people, you know? Because that, you look back in history, how do you avoid that?
Oh, my stars, I know.
No, I was always the timid one planting a garden.
Yeah.
That was me. I was out in the garden, they came, they slayed me, they took my food. Every time.
Damn it. Every time. Lifetime that happens. What the hell?
I was always the peaceful, pacifist, loving one. That was me.
As much as we would all like to believe that about ourselves in our former lives, or that we were, you know, of course, wealthy and stinking rich and very powerful.
Somebody famous. I think we've done many roles, and that's how and that's what we're here to do, right?
Yes, we have. Absolutely.
So what else? What other direction? I mean, are we going? Did we finish off that? But you talked about the suicide. I guess we didn't really let you finish on that. So these people really, they're okay.
They are. They're absolutely fine.
And they probably regret what they've done.
I do get that from people, is that they are very, very, very people. When I say people, I mean the souls that have crossed over. They are so sorry for the pain, the anger, the anguish, the questioning, everything involved with that, with their loved ones that are left here, that this action has brought for them. It is very hard for them to go through that. They love it when they get the opportunity to come forth, though. If I have somebody, a client who's sitting before me, and there's a loved one that has crossed over, they love that they have that, the spirit loves that they have that opportunity to come forth and talk with the client, whoever it is, whatever it's about. And I've had situations where I've had, I don't even know. I had a situation where there was a younger person who crossed themselves over. I didn't know this person, but they came to me very loudly and clearly, and I had to send an email to somebody, of all things. This just is just like, whoa. But I was directed. I had to send an email to somebody, and specific things I had to write in this email to this person. And I said, I don't even know why you're supposed to have this, but you're supposed to have it. So I sent it to the person. The person didn't even know why they're supposed to have it. It happened about 6-7 months later. There was somebody close to the person who crossed themselves, came to this, the other person that I had sent an email to. I hope people aren't getting lost with this. And that person needed to hear what was sent. Now it took 6-7 months for them to get there, to get the message, but they did, and then they had to come and talk with me, which they did.
And would you, and just to ask a question on that, because you see this happen a lot.
Yeah.
If somebody even just crosses over in a normal way and they come back and they give a message, there's really no time boundary. So my mom has given me this message more than once. That, you know, like I was at a crossroads, follow my heart. Well, at the time I first heard that was in 2007, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I was at no crossroads until later, like a year or two later, when I started doing my podcast. And I really felt, okay, this is where I need to go.
Yeah.
And is she talking about that? Or is she talking about some other things that happened down the road a few years later? And so I wonder, you know, there's really no time limit. Is there?
There is no such thing. There is no such thing as time, linear time, any kind of time on the other side.
So when they give us a message, it could be really years later that they're talking about?
Yes, it could. And I love the way, I love that you bring this up, because this brings up a very good point. When I'm doing readings for clients, and this is one of the things I always tell them, besides that symbolism that I'm getting, I could get something for them that makes no sense to them, to me, nothing. So we're like, I don't know. Here again, we have to go through this. We've got to figure this out. Why? And if it still doesn't make any sense, I have to leave it with them, leave it alone, because it could be something that's hidden in memory, perhaps. It's going to be a validation or something, or it's coming up. And this happens so many times with clients. I'll say they're talking about the, you know, I don't even know what to use as an example.
Right.
But I can't even count how many times that I have clients that contact me and they'll say, oh my goodness, do you remember when you said blah, blah, blah? And, you know, of course, I never remember, because it comes through me, not from me. And they'll say, made no sense. I didn't know what the heck you were talking about. Just like you're talking in this situation with the crossroads. And it's like all of a sudden, 3 months later, oh my gosh, whatever it is comes up and happens.
Right.
And so it's this journey. We're not myself as an angel intuitive, as a psychic medium. It's not my job to spoon feed people things.
They got to do some of their own homework, don't they?
Each and every one of us has to do our own homework. I can help guide you. I can help give you the suggestions if there's a very powerful message. And absolutely, they'll make damn sure you get it. But there's going to be things like with mom, your mom wondering, is it the crossroads in my life? Well, was that for the podcast or was that for something else? You know.
I think I know.
You know. You have to listen to what's in your heart. And this is the part of the process, is for people to pay attention to their heart, to pay attention to being in the present. I am.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that makes sense.
Well, we're also, aren't we trying to all develop our natural abilities, which we, when we come here, we lose sight of. And so by going to find answers, one, you know, you can also develop your own psychic abilities. You can also develop your own sensing ability to sense things.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody could probably channel if they wanted. So, you know, it's really, sometimes it's a kick in the pants to get us moving in that direction.
That's what I call the cosmic smack up the head. That's what I like to, or a cosmic kick in the ass is another one.
Only Reverend Debbie.
Yes, only me.
Bless you, Reverend Debbie. Yes. For that cosmic kick in my ass.
Yeah, not kiss my ass. No. Although, something I would tell you, cosmic kiss my ass. I like that. Oh my gosh. And here we go. We're off and running again. No, there is something that wakens up. If there's something that, for example, for me, with the abilities that I had, with the things that I had, and yes, I have to believe that everybody has these. I don't know. But, you know, when people start saying there's nothing there, there's no one there, or your friends start saying, you know, start talking about you and pointing at you, well, then that's when ego steps in and you shut it down. You're like, okay, I'm not saying nothing to nobody anymore. There's certain things that come up that you cannot avoid, and you have to, it just won't leave it alone. It will always come up. It will always come out somehow, some way. It needs to be honored. It needs to be brought out. It needs to be opened up. And if you're supposed to speak on it and help others and guide others, you will. It will happen. You have to just trust
and
it,
give
trust
it, give trust it time. And that time could time, be, it could take a long time. And maybe it's really up to us. How quickly are we ready to learn? It could come quicker.
There's a lot of people, you know, I like to tell this story. I have a very, very dear friend of mine, and this was years ago. She had a friend of hers who passed. And this person, it was an illness, and it was a younger person that passed. But they were very, very good friends. And so my friend, we'll call her Lori. My friend Lori was in her bathroom, and she said it was probably about maybe a couple of months after her friend passed. And she was in her bathroom. She was doing something, you know, down in the sink. She was looking down. She looked up into the mirror, and there was her friend who had passed, who was standing behind her and to the side. And she saw her very clearly in the mirror, scared the living bejesus out of my friend Lori. And she said that she just about crapped her pants is what she said. And
bless you.
Yes, and bless you. And she, that's what, every time I swear we're going to say
every time you do a slang, you want to
say bless
you. And the Reverend blesses you, by the way.
But she said she looked and she was like, oh my, and she told this, let's call that person Susan, I don't know. She says, holy crap, Susan. She says, don't ever, I love seeing you, but don't ever do this again to me. You scared me to bits. And she looked up and she was gone, and she's never seen her again.
Really?
Never seen
chased
her again.
Chased her away.
But she spoke it out. She saw her, but scared the crap out of her, and she doesn't want to ever experience that again.
Well, maybe she'll change.
And she may. She may. I know she's seen her cat come to her in spirit. So she has seen that, and she feels comfortable and safe viewing that. Right. So that's why she.
And we all are, you know, I think it's like when some people are born with, it appears, the ability to do that easier than others. Or maybe they just haven't been tainted as much. I don't know what the reason is, you know. But or they just are older souls because they've been here more times, you know, and they're more comfortable.
True.
More comfortable with the journey. And they believe, you know, it's easier for them to accept those kind of things. I mean, there's a lot of variables. But when you're ready to take that next step, and to me it always seems like a little wake-up call. Okay, you can see the spirit. That's why, you know, the show I do, you know, talks about so many different things, because so many people I know that have first of all saw a ghost or a UFO or whatever.
Yeah.
They took that next step.
Yes.
Myself being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And started to explore many, many, many other things. And also maybe develop some of the abilities they have. You know, it, to me, it was a wake-up call. It was meant to be a wake-up call.
Oh, absolutely. That is your higher source, your angels, guiding you.
And so I don't know if everybody's... Is everybody's journey to be... to wake up and tap into that greater awareness? Or I got to believe some people just have a journey to come here and plop themselves on a couch and watch TV and eat popcorn or whatever and be happy. And to me, if that's what you want to do...
Smoke a doob, sit whatever. On the couch and eat Doritos.
Yeah. You know, and I think...
they're happy. That's cool.
That could be their journey.
It could be. And more power to them, and God bless them.
Right.
Because we all, and that was one of the things I think I made on one of my notes, is we all have different gifts because we're all on our own personal journey. And
I don't know what's going on. I just saw something fly in the other room. Go ahead.
Yeah, that, and I heard that. That was very interesting. So, I, you know, and this is when you pay attention to things. It's like, okay, what was that for, and what was that about?
A piece of paper just flew. Now, unless somebody threw that in there, I didn't see it. I'm looking through a window, and I just see the desk. And I don't see anybody by the door, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll have to look and see what that piece of paper is in a little bit and see what that is. Because obviously our attention is supposed to be caught about that. So I love that. But again, we all have different gifts. We're all on a different journey. The way I see angels, the way I see spirits that have crossed over, you may see them entirely different. I can... just about guarantee you would see them. I don't know. How do I know? You may see them entirely different. There's other people that look at the people that are excellent at animal communication.
Right.
Sonia Fitzpatrick, for example.
Right.
And she's wonderful at animal communication. I'm doggone good at animal communication with my own critters. I know exactly what they want, when they want it. They let me know. That's the only way I can say it. They let me know. I know.
You know, I actually did a show with a woman from California who does that, and she actually trains people. She says everybody can do that if
I
you
would
want.
Believe it.
Everybody can be trained. And she actually held a class, and this one lady was a skeptic, said, no, 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 no. In the middle of the class, she goes, wow, this is easy. I didn't realize we could all do this.
This being, what do I want to say, paranormal? Do I want to say paranormal, metaphysical,
supernatural,
ability, supernatural? Yeah, whatever we want to call it. To me, I think it's as natural as breathing.
Right.
For each and
That's
every one
I
of
see
us.
It, I see it that
very
much.
Truly. I think some people get, as children, when children come over here, immediately, they have all this because they're fresh over. So, of course, they remember and know all this. Okay, and so they of course, remember and know all this. But as time goes on and when they talk about the angels or their grandfather that they've seen, blah, 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 other people, kids, friends, family members, whatever, start telling them, there's nobody there. You're not seeing anything. Da, 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 da. You're making all that up. So what happens? Then all those filters come right in. And so there you go.
It's funny how even like when you say it out loud, it's like you start to make it real. And it's happened to me before.
Yeah.
And then don't you think also, Debbie, that when you become more aware and you heighten your abilities, you got to be careful what you say.
Because yes, you
can bring these things forward rather quickly. So if you go, well, I don't think I'm going to be able to, you know, I might lose my job. Well, if you worry about that and you're kind of in a heightened state.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, that maybe wouldn't have affected. We worried about all kinds of things. Also, we're in a time where things are speeding up and awareness is coming at a greater aptitude.
Very focused.
And
much
so
more focused.
We got to be careful the words we use.
That's exactly it. Guard your thoughts, guard your words, because
that's
when you speak it out, it manifests.
I must be psychic.
it comes out. That's it. It will manifest. That's it.
And we create that. And now I would say, especially since what's been happening with the shift,
yeah,
that things are speeding up. But not only that, but they're more amplified. So I find if I say things, they happen a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. So I got to be more careful, good or bad,
yeah,
in the way I express it.
It's yes. It was the example I like to use, and I don't remember, but they say if let's say you're going out to eat, and so you're looking at the menu and say, okay, I'll have combination plate number 2. Let's say to the waitress, well, you're not going to keep telling every time she walks by, remember combination plate number, isn't that combo number 2? Don't forget combination. You know, she's gonna kick spit you in the ass.
Spit on it.
But it's kind of like that's, you know, you give your order. Whether it's good, bad, I'd rather than say good or bad, positive or negative, I'd rather use those wordings. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a positive thing or a negative thing, you know what? It's going to come to you because that's your expectation. That's what you have ordered.
And my only point on it, it's going to happen a lot quicker now.
Yes.
I believe.
Yeah, because we're all very focused.
Because of the energy also that's coming. Which is allowing more of this to seems like it's speeding up.
Collective
the
energy.
Earth is shifting. Mm-hmm. We are shifting. And so
it's that collective consciousness, and absolutely it's happening very fast.
So things can love change it. In a hurry. We only got about another minute. Anything you want to leave with?
The thing that I would say for those that are, okay, yes, we're going to be starting a series on awakening your own abilities. So that's Tej and I have been talking about this. And we don't have a format yet or an outline, but we're working on this. And it'll be an online course, as it were, to help people awaken their own abilities too. So always be conscious of what you're doing. Be in the present. Always be kind to others.
Love you, sis. I'll try to be nice to you.
I love you too, honey. I'll try to be nice to you. It's hard. It's a struggle, everyone.
It's not easy with her. It's not easy.
We'll manage. We'll manage somehow, some way.
It's not easy.
No.
She never laughs. She never has fun. I don't know what to do.
No. No. We just sit around and pick our nose and look at each other.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless. God bless you all. Namaste.